Go ahead and run things. We got Miss Hannibal, Jillian Richardson with us, and you're in the midst of getting through finals now, I would guess.
Oh, goodness, yes. Graduating 2 weeks from now.
At Missouri St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
And what's the major?
Communications and Public Relations.
And what do you want to do with that degree?
My main goal is actually to move to Sesame Street and work in their educational outreach program. I definitely want to make sure the educational aspect is still in children's television today.
And what's got you interested in that?
I just always love Sesame Street. I've always loved educational television. And if I can move the two together, I know that children do watch a lot of television right now. So just adding those two aspects together and making sure that they still do get an education while watching something fun is always fun for me too.
And in addition to all of the stuff with the getting done with college and heading to the real world, you've got another thing in here with the Miss Missouri pageant.
Yes,
coming up.
Yes, Miss Missouri, just a few weeks from now. First week of June in Mexico, Missouri.
So what do you have to go through between now and the start of things in, I guess, late May, early June down in Mexico?
It's definitely a lot of preparation. The city of Hannibal is very helpful with all of those things. The YMCA has given me a sponsorship through their gym and also Anytime Fitness as well. So just kind of getting ready for swimsuit. Also, perfect timing with radio interviews, getting ready for the interview portion. And then just being with my sponsors and being with my board and just getting ready for walking practice and just making sure that I represent Hannibal the best way I possibly can.
A lot of us see what happens during the pageants out on stage, but I know from a couple of times being judges on various things that there is a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. What goes on before that last night?
It's really not as crazy as a lot of people think. It's not, you know, ripping dresses or girls being mean to each other. We definitely form a bond and a sisterhood when it comes to being backstage. For the Miss Hannibal pageant back in January, I actually was running a 100-degree fever, maybe, super sick, ready to go home. Told my parents I was ready to leave, and they told me to stick it out. And here I am with you as the 2012 Miss Hannibal.
And there is more to just appearance to this, too.
Right, definitely. It's helping out with mentally and stability when it comes to grades and being able to speak well, being able to go to different schools and talk about your platform and just move along, not just being a pretty face, but being able to talk correctly, speak correctly, and just represent the best you possibly can.
What sort of things do the judges ask you about in the interviews?
Ooh, I've gotten questions anything from politics with our elections coming up to what's my favorite kind of ice cream to anything about my platform to school. They kind of just make sure you're a well-balanced person.
Do they give you any hints as to where they might go with the questions?
Nope. That is one trait that they definitely don't have for us. They just kind of lead us into different ways, and then they can just change it in a split second.
What makes there's got to be some personality traits that work well and maybe don't work so well with being in a situation like you are, Miss Hannibal as Miss Missouri. What's going to work well and what's going to serve you well?
I think what's going to serve me well is definitely my ability to talk to people and to use kind of my trait to mesh well and see where other people are coming from. Especially in interview, you don't want to disrespect anybody with your viewpoints, but you always want to stay strong in what you have to say. And I think that I have those traits. Something that would work against me, I'm not sure. I think I'm the best bet for Miss Missouri this year, so I don't think I have anything working against me.
What do you see in other contestants that it's kind of advice for somebody else getting in? What are some of the things to kind of stay away from and watch out for if you're slipping towards something?
Miss America is not Barbie. She is definitely not the Barbie type that you see. She's not Toddlers and Tiaras. She is herself, true and true. And Miss Missouri this year, Sydney Fryer, sang a rock song. The year before that, somebody did a dance. They're different people every year. And the judges and everyone is looking for somebody to represent America. And we are a mishmash of people, especially here in our state of Missouri as well. So anybody can be Miss Missouri. There's no mold. Just be yourself.
That's Miss Hannibal at Jillian Richardson. I'm Bill Schuller with this morning's Newsmaker on News Talk 1070 KHMO.